is.
Hallmark of quality, sovereign solid gold. Stay with the fun.
Woo-hee!
Hear all the oldies, solid gold, radio sovereign.
Is a test transmission in preparation for Solid Gold Radio Sovereign, a new service for listeners in Ireland, Northwest England, North Wales, and Southwest Scotland. From 6 in the morning until 6 at night, Radio Sovereign will broadcast daily its unique format of Solid Gold Oldies, a non-stop musical mix of hits from the 1950s, the 1960s, and the early 1970s. With a top team of professional disc jockeys, Radio Sovereign will provide an exciting and successful formula for high listening figures and profitable advertising campaigns. Radio Sovereign can help sell your product. Potential advertisers are invited to send today for a rate card. Address your inquiry to Solid Gold Radio Sovereign, care of Now Radio Communications, Post Office Box 45, Kettering, North Hants, NN16 0NW.
Solid Gold 200, wonderful Radio Sovereign.
Solid Gold, Radio Sovereign.
This is Bob Gellico, and I'm standing here with my arm twisted up behind my back. So I'm really glad to tell you about what you can get from Anorax UK. Everything to do with free radio. Books, magazines, records, posters, photos, stickers, shirts, videos, aerials, and tapes. And the catalog is free. And even this makes fascinating reading. No SAE required. Just name an address to Anorax UK. P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
And a very good day to you. Welcome along to the show. You're in tune with Radio Rainbow International, broadcasting on AM 1521 kHz, 197 meters medium wave, on 96.1 MHz in stereo, and of course on shortwave around Europe on 6240 kHz. Free radio show number 51. Getting us underway. Living in a Box from Living in a Box.
Woke up this morning, I was in a farmland, nothing doing. I feel resistance as I open the eyes. Someone's moving.
Am I living in a box?
And there they go, Living in a Box from Living in a Box. You're in tune with the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. Kieran Murray with you on this Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the show and enjoying the music. It's free radio show number 51. And we're going to take a look now at our listeners' letters for today. And before we get down to the listeners' letters, let me remind you that if you would like to write to us here, you're more than welcome to do so. Our mailing address here, it's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. That's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. First letter today comes from Alexander Little of 35 Kintyre Crescent, Newton Mearns, Glasgow, G776SR in Scotland. So good day to you, Alexander. He says, Dear Kieran, I'm writing to report reception of Radio Rainbow here in Glasgow. I listened to the free radio show on the 10th of May on my Sony ICF 7600D and 30-meter long wire antenna. I listened to your shortwave outlet of 6240 kHz and your 1521 kHz medium wave outlet. I used a medium wave loop that I bought from Anorax UK. Here is the reception report and frequencies. And he gives the details of what he heard, and he ends off by saying, I recently heard a station called The Voice of Love transmitting test transmissions on the 90-meter band at around 2100 hours UTC on two occasions. And he says, I jotted the frequency. Have you ever heard of the station before? Must admit I've never heard of it before, Alexander, but anyway, it's one certainly to watch out for. The Voice of Love apparently broadcasts on 3230 kilohertz at 2100 hours and 2132 UTC on the 29th of the 4th, 87. And it was playing pop rock music from the 70s. So that's our first reception report today. Many thanks once again to Alexander Little from Kintyre Crescent, Newton Mearns in Glasgow, Scotland, for writing to us, giving us a reception report for our shortwave outlet and also for our medium wave outlet. Next letter comes from 3 Abbotsfield Gardens, Barrow-in-Furness, Cumbria, England, LA139JX, and it's from Neil Palmer. So, good afternoon to you, Neil. He says, I'd like to tell you that I listened to Radio Rainbow International today at around 1100 hours UTC. It's the first time that I've received your station, and very interesting. I was very interested in listening to the various reception reports that you read out. I was listening on 1521 kHz. The signal was good, even if quiet. I also tried to retune to 6240 kHz, but it was not as good as medium wave. It tended to fade out a lot. You read out many letters around 1100 hours UTC, quite a lot of them from Germany. At 1117, you played Shattered Dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz, and then said that you would have a guest telling about the raid on Boyneside Radio. And the writer goes on to say, incidentally, does your record player have a fault? When you play Shattered Dreams, it seems to be a bit slow compared to some of the other stations. Radio Rainbow being slow, never heard of it. Anyway, the letter goes on, I enjoy listening to the Irish free radio stations. I've had a nice letter from Sunshine 101 FM. However, I sometimes find that Energy 103 create interference when listening to local stations. I hope you'll be able to send me a QSL card from the details I've given, and please could you also send me a couple of stickers if possible. Thanks. Yours faithfully, Neil Palmer of 3 Abbotsfield Gardens, Barrow-in-Furness, Cumbria, LA139JX in England. Well, good afternoon to you, Neil. This one's for you from Johnny Hates Jazz. Sounds at the right speed to me. But you know, on Radio Rainbow, anything can happen. We got 5 minutes of jingles after this.
Now you've given me another shattered dream.
classy song from a classy group. There they go. Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Time now on the Free Radio Show for 5 minutes of jingles. Today we're going to feature jingles from a station called WHTZ, Z100. And then we're going to feature some jingles from RTE Radio 2. The WHTZ jingles, Z100, were recorded in 1974. They're produced by a company called Jam Productions. And the interesting point to note about these jingles are that they were re-sung for BBC Radio 1 in 1984. So when you listen to these jingles, quite a lot of them will sound familiar to you. The RTE Radio 2 jingles were recorded in 1982 and produced by Alpha Sound. So now, on the Free Radio Show, 5 minutes of jingles.
Radio Rainbow International.
Copyright 1984, Jam Creative Productions Incorporated, Dallas, Texas.
Radio 2, nationwide, the music of today.
International.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our 5 minutes of jingles on the free radio show today. Station WHTZ Z100 1984 pack, Jam Productions, and the interesting note to note about those jingles were that they were resung for BBC Radio 1 in 1984. And then we featured RTE Radio 2 1982 pack, produced by Alpha Sound, and once again we send our sincere thanks to free radio show listener Alan Bainbridge in Yorkshire for sending us those jingles. Many thanks to you, Alan.
He would swear by his mouth, oh my
head. Now we have a radio feature coming up after this, and we're going to feature Cosmos Radio Nottingham. That's coming up. But right now it's Wet, Wet, Wet and Wishing I Was Lucky.
A group that have the unfortunate title of Wet, Wet, Wet. It hasn't stopped them getting into the charts, though, with that particular song, Wishing I Was Lucky. If you've just tuned in and turned on, good day to you. Welcome along to the free radio show on Radio Rainbow International, live from the east coast of Ireland on 6240 kilohertz and the 48-meter band shortwave. Also on FM stereo locally on 96.1 megahertz and on AM 1521 kilohertz. That's 197 meters in the medium wave band. And a very good afternoon to all our listeners, no matter where you are. It's time now for our radio feature on today's free radio show. And today we're going to feature Cosmos Radio Nottingham in the United Kingdom. Now we're going to play extracts from their first year celebration vibration broadcast. Now, Cosmos Radio broadcasts on 97.5 megahertz to the Nottingham area, and the DJs you're going to hear are DJs Steve Stylus and also Mike Megahertz. And this was recorded actually on Tuesday, the 5th of May, 1987. And our thanks to Free Radio Show listener John Hickling of Nottingham for indeed this particular recording. So now let's listen to Cosmos Radio, our radio feature on the Free Radio Show today. And listen out, by the way, for the mention of Radio Rainbow in this particular recording.
Hi, this is Bob Gallagher, and once again I'm delighted to tell you about Anorak UK. So I'll get right to it, because the sooner I finish, the sooner they unlock the door and let me out of here. The Anorak's UK weekly report and cuttings. Anybody in the free radio who doesn't subscribe is missing the half of it and more. The four-page booklet of news, information, logs, etc. covers events of the previous 7 days in the free radio world. Plus at least one sheet of newspaper cuttings with all the stories out of the week's press. For subscription rates, a simple SAE to Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England will suffice. Among the many items on offer from Anorak's, make special note of the medium wave frame loop aerial, without which no serious radio listener should be without. Simple to operate and opens up a whole new world of medium wave listening. £28 sterling, including PNP. Send for details on how to build one yourself. Anorak's UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
On 97.5 MHz FM, you're tuned to Cosmos Radio, the community radio service for Nottingham. This evening, we're celebrating our first year of broadcasts, and to commemorate the occasion, we now present a brief history of the station. In recent years, there has been growing criticism of the so-called local radio system in Great Britain. Many people argue that although the BBC and IBA broadcast to various localities, these stations are not run by local people. There is a lack of community involvement. Few of the presenters on these stations are truly local people, and musically they tend to restrict themselves to playing nationally recognised music at the expense of local musicians and irrespective of local tastes. In 1985, a number of Nottingham people decided that the situation had become intolerable. The group was formed with the aim of establishing an alternative to the BBC-IBA duopoly, a station which would have only local presenters and would provide a service to local artists. The station would also provide a reliable request service, another area in which the stations failed badly. Breaking with British broadcasting tradition, the station was to be run in a slightly tongue-in-cheek style, making a mockery of the fact that it would be impossible for its presenters to use their real names. This was also reflected in the name of the station, Cosmos, the Community Organized Sound Medium, or something. Late in 1985, a studio site was found and equipped in the centre of Nottingham, and the components required to build the transmitters were purchased. Cosmos decided that their transmitters would match the BBC IBA specifications, and, as a number one priority, must definitely not emit any form of interference. Numerous filtering devices were fitted to the transmitters, and by March 1986, they were ready to begin test transmissions on the carefully selected frequency of 103 MHz FM, a frequency in the newly created broadcast band, and at the time, well away from existing stations. This is what listeners to 103 would have heard in March and April 1986.
Technical test transmission from Cosmos 103. This transmission is in preparation for a new regular service which will commence throughout Nottinghamshire later in 1986. This is Cosmos 103.
Exhaustive tests were carried out, and an on-air date of 5th of May, a bank holiday Monday, was decided upon. The night arrived. Cosmos staff were dispersed across the length and breadth of Nottinghamshire. The transmitters were manned, the studio was complete, and all indications were that everything was fine, except the two DJs, Mike Megahertz and Steve Stylus, both had severe colds, and Steve's microphone developed a severe fault just before the on-air time. But in true Cosmos style, the show went ahead. And at 9:15 on that historic night, the airwaves of Nottingham were set free.
Jackie Graham set me free, closing off on the station. On this bank holiday Monday, the 5th of May, Steve Stiles and myself, that's Mike Megahertz, in the studio, playing the best in music for the next 45 minutes or so.
Broadcasting across the length and breadth of Nottingham, we are the full force radio service, Cosmos 103.
Don't you forget about me. Before we go any further, I've got to say hi to a few people. Hi to Andy and Melanie out there in Broxter. Also Ben and Claire in Woodford. Mandy and also Julie out there on the Whitemore Estate. And finally in my bit, Greg and Fraser in Calverton.
Yeah, it's good to know we've got so many people listening tonight. Like to say hello here to Sarah and Stephanie, who are listening over there in Carrington. And Peter and Jason, who are in Daybrook this evening. And also hello to John, Maria and Joanne, who are in Nottingham from Selston tonight. Hello to you all. Mike.
Thank you very much indeed. Here's Falco, number 2. And this is called Rock Me Amadeo.
Do we have 2?
Yes, we do. This is good, this one.
Bringing you all the best music. This is Cosmos 103. Rules and regulations from We've Got a Fuzz Box, and we're going to use it.
That record's awful. Here's the Blind Monkeys, and they're digging your scene on the bank holiday Monday evening. It's Steve, that's the guy you just heard, and Mike Megahertz in the chair. Sure hope you're having a good time.
Two presenters that work for this station, there are several others. Where are they all tonight? Where's Barry Battery, for example?
Well, Barry Battery, well, he's sorting out the old transmitter at the moment. He's on the transmitter site.
It's cold out there,
It is just a little bit. There's plenty of feedback as well. It's otherwise indisposed.
Indisposed.
And then there's Trevor Tabe, of course. Now, Trevor,
oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we're going to say congratulations to Trevor, because his young lady's just had a baby.
Yay!
Lessons in L-O-V-E Love, level 42. Keep is moving. This is a pilot broadcast of Cosmos 103.
I don't know if you've had a chance to catch any TV over the bank holiday, holiday period.
Hasn't
it been dreadful? Last night got to be the worst programme on the television. Catchphrase.
Hello, all, and the latest on the Cosmos Radio Affair. Today, Maggie Thatcher, the Prime Minister, suggested that John Paul should be put down.
And my words were, no.
Listen, it's John Paul that's been a catchphrase.
He's got an Irish dog.
Oh, yes, you're not wrong there. John Cole back in, get him to introduce the next record for us.
John Cole, coming live from Westminster, and now on the station we have Sunita and So Macho.
Is that right? It was dreadful, wasn't it?
I know it's pretty bad, but I've got a cold.
You've got a cold as well, haven't you?
Yeah, plus the tunes.
I can imagine the listeners out there flexing their biceps for this one, can't you?
Yes, I think they probably are.
Oh, that really over.
Everything went reasonably smoothly during that first nerve-wracking broadcast.
And for those of you who haven't shared Cosmos's first year, here is a random selection of what you missed.
Live from Nottingham, this is Cosmos 103.
Next week, now listen, this is serious. Next week, hopefully, we should have something very exclusive.
Yes, I know.
An interview. An interview with Wixie, the actor Nick Berry, of course, who plays behind the bar. He has a good time behind the bar. And hopefully we'll be talking to him next week.
That is a Cosmos exclusive.
That's right. It's Andy Amp and myself. That's Mike Megahertz. I'll be down there, hopefully.
Yep.
At a certain city centre night spot.
Talking of night spots.
What's that then?
Well, people at the moment down there in Nottingham, it is the Dance Against Time tonight in Nottingham.
That's right.
Raising money for Sport Aid. And we have 9 nightclubs open tonight, well into the night. We're going to play this now. Cash Flow. For anybody listening down there doing the Dance Against Time, where's it at?
It's taking place tonight at Easy Street, Nottingham. Shivago's, Liberty's, Michael Isaacs, Jimmy's, The Hippo, The Club, Pieces, and Food for Thought.
Well, keep going, just keep dancing. You're doing a grand job.
Here's Cash Flow, Mine All Mine.
We'll go Shell Shock from New Order. Well, while that record's been playing, Mike has been in his car driving away from home as fast as he can to get to our transmitter site over there, where he's going to talk to Barry Battery. Now, if you've been listening to Cosmos for a few weeks, you'll have heard us speak about Barry Battery, who is one of our many presenters here. Unfortunately, you've yet to hear him, because he's never here. He's always out doing maintenance on the transmitter. And so what we're going to do now is cross over live to Mike and Barry outside. Mike, are you there?
Yes, thanks, Steve. I'm now out on the old transmitter site with Barry Battery sitting alongside me. Hello, Barry.
Boo. How you doing, Mike?
Why aren't you in the studio with us?
Well, I'm just checking out a few connections on this aerial master, you know, making sure everything's in working order.
So how are things going at the moment? They're all right, are they?
Yes, fine, you know.
They couldn't be better.
That's right, yeah. Feet still aching from the other day, but...
You ran the Leicester one, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
In fact, you finished it as well. Congratulations, well
done.
Thank
you very much. And of course, climbing up and down this mess doesn't help matters.
He's a very sporty person, not like me. I'm a little bit on the fit side of me. You'll have to give me some lessons, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Anybody want to say hello to before we... I've got to quickly dash off to the studio again.
Well, yeah, I'd like to say hello to Jeff over there in Sherwood, if he's listening, and... Ian, down there in Rice Park, so.
So hi to you two. Meantime, I'm going to hand you back to the studio with Steve, and this one, it's called Driving Away From Home. It's by a band called what?
Whack-a-doo.
What? What's the matter with it? Are you ill or something?
What's
I don't know.
It's nonsense.
Gone to his head. It's immaterial, I think.
A brand new style competition. It's a bizarre competition. None of the other stations would do anything like this, but we're not a normal station, as you will have gathered. Go upstairs to one of your bedrooms, preferably the biggest room in the house, and the one that faces the main road, and then we want you to flash your bedroom lights on and off. This is the flasher on Cosmos 103.
The flasher.
We have prizes for this, you know. No expense spared.
Buck Spears, new one from them, new beginning.
Get those lights flashing.
Cosmos went on air every Wednesday evening in those early months, and everything looked rosy. Until in late July, the local BBC station, completely without warning, changed its FM frequency. This meant that Cosmos could no longer guarantee interference-free broadcasting, and so it remained off-air for a week, during which more intensive tests were conducted on the transmitters. And then, on Tuesday the 19th of August, they were reopened on the new frequency of 97.5 MHz. Here are more excerpts.
Hello, BBC, can I help you?
Yes, I wish to make a formal complaint.
Hold on, I'll just put you through to formal complaints. Hello, formal complaints?
I want to know why, where once on my radio dial I could hear all the best music on Cosmos Radio, there's now nothing but mundane dross and drivel.
Yes, sir. You're referring to the actual fact that the BBC has moved its frequency of its Nottingham station.
Yes, and it's blocking out Cosmos. What are you playing at?
Well, sir, it's all to do with the Geneva Plan. If an international frequency agreement formulated...
Now, look, I don't care about your plan. All I want is the fantastic music that I used to be able to hear before you started mucking everything about.
Well, why didn't you say so? You can still hear it, but it's on 97.5 MHz FM.
97.5 MHz? Oh, and how do you know that?
Well, I listen to Cosmos every Tuesday night. It's my favourite.
Please pass on the new Cosmos frequency. Tell your friends that we've moved to 97.5 MHz FM or VHF.
Cosmos, still rocking with Nottingham on 97.5 FM.
Hello? Ripley?
Hello, this is Cosmos Radio.
Oh.
She sounds a little bit surprised. Hello, is that Joanne?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Joanne. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Now, you were flashing your lights, weren't you, last week?
Yes.
Hello, it's a very good afternoon to you. This is Cosmos Radio. It's a Wednesday afternoon between now and 1:15. Playing you the best in music. It's the Cosmos Special on 97.5. It's the dinner break.
Anyway, over the next 45 minutes, we're going to be saying hi to people at the ROF, at KFEC at Strelly, Attenborough and Turpin, Al Price Records, the Western Gene Company, Metalli Fracture, B. White and Arnold, Boxers in Town, people at the Midland Station, Intermotor, Creston Filters, ABC Taxis, not to name but a few.
That's a great record. It comes from Vince Clark, responsible for Yazoo, sounding just like Yazoo to me, and that's called Sometimes. That is going to be an absolute monster.
So the band's name there is Erasure. You know, the vocalist there sounds remarkably like Alison Moyer. Do we know who it is there?
I don't know. It's one of these copies that's sent by the record company. It's a white label, so I can't tell you. What's that called anyway?
Could be a lover.
Oh, that's absolutely rubbish. Snap it.
Oh.
Bits of Billy Idol all over the studio.
You've just heard Billy Idol smashed live on air. There's bits of record all over the place. Goodness only knows what's going to happen when you press that button. Give over.
There's Jermaine Stewart, the record that's sliding down the chart, but who cares? It's still a great record.
Millions of requests for this.
Keep asking for this one. It's cool. We don't have to take our clothes off, although 8 out of 10 said they prefer to.
In December, Radio Rainbow International, a very powerful Irish station, relayed one of the Cosmos transmissions, and the mail came pouring in from all over Europe.
Well, looking down from our vantage point tonight, we can see the city in the Christmas tree lights.
The lights look so good. Nottingham, the mellow city.
With Gregory Abbott playing this one for Davina, who lives out there in Arnold's. This is called To Shake You Down.
Cosmos Radio. We had a large number of calls. We had more than we ever expected, so thank you if you rang in. But I had to be very ignorant on the phone last week. I had to cut people off very quickly to cram them all in because the lines were only open for 15 minutes. So first of all, I must apologise to you if you were one of the people who I was rather sharp with.
Hi, I'm Frank Bruno. Whenever I'm in Nottingham, I always tune in to Cosmos Radio. It's terrific. You know what I mean, Larry?
That's the band they called Aha, and that's called Cry. I don't know, the light's gone out.
We're having technical problems here just at the moment. Most stations complain about the quality of the air conditioning. At the moment, we haven't got a light anywhere in the studio, I'm afraid. The bulb's gone, and Mike's standing at the back. Just a minute, pass that torch. There's a torch over there somewhere.
Hang on.
Oh, dear. I've got a torch here. To all the Trent Poly students going home for the Christmas vacation, have a good crimbo
And a happy new year to all. That comes from Bill B, Phil P, Gavin S, and Mark B2. Also, hi to Kath at West Bridgeford. Mind how you go with that screwdriver!
I've mended it anyway.
Cosmos rapidly gained listeners, and on the 23rd of December, the most popular programme to date was broadcast. Throughout November and December, listeners had been asked to write in, nominating records for a poll to determine the most popular record of the year in Nottinghamshire. Each of these listeners was sent a list of the 180 nominated singles and asked to award each title a mark. 412 completed voting forms were returned, far in excess of what had been anticipated, and it was necessary for the Cosmos staff to work around the clock, entering some 74,160 statistics into the computer. The result was a definitive list of the top 100 singles in Nottinghamshire for 1986, the Cosmic Countdown.
Number 10 in the Cosmic Countdown, Level 42 with Lessons in Love, and 9, Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel. Number 8, West End Girls, the Pet Shop Boys.
Manic Monday, the Bangles at 7.
Number 6, Eurythmics with Thorn in My Side.
Number 5, the Bangles again, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Number 4, Madonna and True Blue.
And at 3, the House Martins and Happy Hour.
Number 2 in the Cosmic Countdown is Potter, Don't Preach, from Madonna.
What could it be? Checking the bets now.
The number one in the Cosmic Countdown is
the Communards, and don't leave me this way!
The appalling weather during the course of Wednesday the 14th of January brought an extra broadcast in the form of the Snowplough Service, which broadcast the latest weather information to listeners throughout the night.
George Benson, and that's called Shiver. There is a severe disruption at the Midland Station at the moment. Trains are sort of running all over the place, and this is called Surrender. As I say, if you don't have to go out, please, please, please don't, because the roads are treacherous tonight. We'll be taking a look at the weather forecast, plus taking a look at the places closed and the events not on. Here's Swing Out Sister. Good evening to you. Well, thanks to Barry, who's taking those calls and taking the cancelled events as they come in. The Royal British Legion at Radcliffe-on-Trent, their bingo session's been cancelled tonight. Also, the Market Butchers Dinner Dance, and that was at the Royal Hotel, is cancelled and it's going to be rearranged, okay? So, also, Newark Technical College, evening classes are cancelled for tonight and also tomorrow. So if you were going
to... One of the features of Cosmos has been the emphasis placed on local music. A local band special is planned for Whitsun, and already many local bands have been featured on the station, and more will follow soon. Hasn't been without its problems. The main transmitter became flooded during a storm on the 18th of November, with a standby transmitter several miles away taking over. But this was a minor problem compared to the events of the 10th of February, when the main transmitter caught fire. On this occasion, only one backup transmitter was available, the others having been removed for stereo conversions. Amazingly, this emergency transmitter failed too, and the station went off the air. Miraculously, though, programmes did resume in stereo the following week, although on reduced power for a number of weeks. Emergency transmitters have also come into operation on two other occasions for what the staff call non-technical reasons. So, has Cosmos lived up to its initial aims? The success of any station which is subject to the constraints and restrictions imposed upon Cosmos is bound to be limited. One of the greatest disappointments of the Cosmos staff is the limited access which the public has to the station. This aspect is being tackled at present, and there will hopefully be a breakthrough here soon. The level of interest shown in the station has, however, easily exceeded our expectations. The amount of correspondence and interest from all manner of local groups has proved beyond all doubt that there is a demand for such a station in the county, though offers of advertising and sponsorship of programmes are always refused. We thank the people of Nottinghamshire for all their support during our first year, and sincerely hope that you'll stay with Cosmos as we go from strength to strength in the coming months.
Cosmos Radio, the first year, was presented by Colin Cartridge.
And now we come bang up to date. This is Cosmos Radio on Tuesday, the 5th of May, 1987.
Headphones on.
Headphones on.
Microphone in position.
Microphone in position. What are you doing?
Decks on.
Decks on.
Tapes on.
Tapes on.
Cue jingle.
Cosmos Radio, broadcasting on 97.5 MHz on the FM band. It's our first birthday today, and we'd just like to say thank you for making it very special for us. And on behalf of Mike Megahertz, Steve Stylus, and all the crew here at Cosmos, thanks for tuning in, and we hope that you'll keep listening in as Cosmos grows from strength to strength. Cosmos Radio, 97.5, we're rocking them. In Nottingham.
Turn on all hits music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Yeah, certainly a very good and a very professional commercial radio station, well, commercial community radio station there for the Nottingham area in Britain. A free radio station called Cosmos Radio, and that's an extract there from their first year celebration broadcast, which took place on Tuesday, the 5th of May, 1987, and featured DJs Steve Stylus and Mike Megahertz. And once again, our thanks going out to free radio show listener John Hinkling of Nottingham for this recording. Now, we want to have more recordings of good English free radio stations, particularly indeed the London free radio stations. If you can help on that, if you'd like to send us a cassette recording, a good quality cassette recording of your local free radio station, or indeed any free radio jingles, they're more than welcome to do so. The address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. And don't forget, if you are sending us any cassettes or anything that you want returned, do please remember to enclose return postage.
The best free radio merchandise comes to you from Anorex UK. All you'll ever need, you will find we've got the lot. So don't be shy, send off right away.
Anorex everywhere, this one's for you. We've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. We've got magazines, disky pool type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, posters in multifarious colours, groovy medium wave loop frame aerials to let you hear your favourite stations with perfect clarity, contacts galore, and of course the world-renowned weekly report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old poop. Get in touch today and find out more. Write to Anorex UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorex UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. And Anorex along with us.
Now you've heard what we can do. Get into touch with Anorex UK.
And that's all.
Radio Rainbow International.
Free radio news from Ireland, Britain and Europe on the Free Radio Show News Desk.
And welcome along to our news desk for today. Free radio show number 51, and we take a look at mostly indeed at Irish free radio news on our free radio news desk for today's programme. And before we actually go into our news, let me remind you that if you would like to write to us with any free radio news from your area, you're more than welcome to do so. Now, our mailing address here, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. That's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's our mailing address, and this is the free radio news we have for you on today's programme. First off, we begin with Irish free radio news. And Dublin Country and Western Station, Treble TR, have opened a new medium wave outlet, AM outlet, of 891 kHz, in addition to their usual AM outlet of 945 kHz. The new TX on 891 kHz is located at Ashburn, County Meath, which is about 15 miles northwest of Dublin City. Now, Treble TR tell us that they have plans to put another medium wave transmitter in southwest part of Dublin in the near future. And as we reported a number of weeks ago, Treble TR have opened an additional FM frequency of 99.1 MHz in addition to 99.5. Now, Z104 in Kildare are reported to be installing an AM transmitter very shortly. According to Radio West, the owner of Z104 has imported an AM transmitter from the United States. A number of modifications have to be carried out in order to make it compatible with Irish electricity voltage. Z103, located in Omeath, County Louth, is also reported to be installing an AM transmitter. They broadcast on 103.25 MHz in stereo, using about 3 kilowatt. The signal, by the way, and the quality we're told, is quite good. Now, Dublin Superstation Q102 have announced a frequency change to their FM transmitters. Q102 is putting a new transmitter on 101.9 MHz, which will be a kilowatt. A new transmitter will be on 102.4 MHz. It's rumored to be in the region of about 5 kilowatts, plus their normal outlet of 103.5. So 102.1 MHz will no longer be in use. So once again, to recap on those new frequencies for Q102, 102.9, 102.4, and 103.5. However, last Monday, the 18th of May, Sunshine Radio opened up a new FM frequency of 101.8 MHz. Now, it's not known why they did this, but a good guess would be to prevent Q102 from moving down to 101.9 MHz. The battle of the airwaves has begun in Dublin. We wonder to ourselves, how will it end? And finally, in our news desk for today, an article which appeared in the most recent edition of Now Radio newsletter. And the article is entitled, Luxie to Go for National Service. And the story goes that Radio Luxembourg has confirmed that it will be applying for a national commercial radio channel in the United Kingdom if that part of the government's proposals from the Radio Green paper are pushed ahead. It is also to continue to progress with the development of a new longwave service in conjunction with RTE, the Irish State Broadcasting Service. Continental Electronics, the Texas transmitter manufacturer, have confirmed that the station has ordered two transmitters, each capable of putting out 300 kilowatts. Radio Luxembourg will be the biggest shareholder in the operating company in a new sales and marketing unit which will be established at 38 Hartford Street, London W1. RTE's stake in that will be 40%. Targeted to the 16 to 34 age group, Radio Tara, its working title, will go on the air next summer on 254 kHz longwave and broadcast 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. daily, when listeners will be invited to retune to 1440 kHz for Radio Luxembourg programming from the Grand Duchy. And our thanks once again to Now Radio Newsletter for that information. So that's the situation there radio-wise in Ireland and indeed in Britain as well. And a reminder that if you have any free radio news and you'd like us to include it in our program, you can write to us. Our mailbox is always open. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe. this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's build this memory. For the last time, hold me. What do you say when words are not enough?